Welcome to 1-800 God's Love. I'm your host, Lamika Odoms. Thanks for joining me.
It is a brand new month, the beginning of September. This is actually the last quarter of 2022. This episode title is called It's Simple. It's Simple. And this episode title came to me as I was reflecting on a conversation that I had last week when I met with a young lady. So last week I was scrolling on social media, and for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit told me to reach out to a young lady that I was previously in an e-group with. And as I was looking through my phone trying to find her contact, I couldn't find it. So I ended up sending her a message on Facebook asking her what was her phone number. When she texted me her phone number, I realized that I still had her number, but it was programmed under another name, not the name that she had on Facebook. Anyways, I didn't know why the Holy Spirit wanted me to reach out to her, but she texted me her number, and I ended up sending her a text message and told her, you know, hey, the Holy Spirit laid you on my heart, told me to reach out to you this morning, and hey, here I am. Long story short, we got the exchanging messages, and I was telling her that I was doing a fast, and I was giving us a little bit of details about the fast. Turns out the ministry that I'm doing a fast with, she's very familiar with it as well. And she messaged me back telling me, you know, she need somebody to hold her accountable. She's been thinking about fasting until her birthday. And she was talking about how God is so strategic and thanked me for reaching out. We ended up exchanging information concerning our schedules because she wanted to actually meet in person and to be able to just communicate with me about some other things that was going on in her life that I will not disclose. However, whenever I met with her and we sat down and had dinner, after the fact, we were standing outside the restaurant, and she said that, I am so grateful that you reached out to me. She said that she noticed throughout the conversation while we was having dinner, she noticed that I kept saying, I talked to God, I talked to God, I talked to God. When I was talking about things to her, I kept saying, I talked to God. She said, so you really talk to God about everything? I said, literally everything. I said, yeah, it's that simple. I talk to God about everything. And so as I was reflecting on what we was discussing in the conversation, she just seemed surprised. She was like, I noticed that every time you said something, you said, I talk to God about it. I talk to God. I talk to God about it. She said, so you, and I emphasized again, yes, I literally talk to God about everything. So that's how this episode title came along. I also informed her that, you know, God is very strategic. When he lays somebody on my heart, or he may even tell me to reach out to somebody and the spirit give me something to tell that person, I don't be knowing what be going on in that person's life. In the beginning, when the Holy Spirit first started telling me to do that, I would be like, thinking to myself, or I'd say it to God, because I have a conversation with God, and I'd be like, they gonna think I'm crazy, or they gonna be like, why would she be texting me saying this, or why would she call me and say this? But I realized that my obedience to the Holy Spirit, I always get something back from the individual letting me know, whether they message me back and say, I don't know what made you do, what made you say that, or you have no idea what I'm going through. This individual this past week told me that that morning she had been praying and talking to God and telling God that she was drowning, that she needed help. She said, you know, after being the strong one and helping everybody, you know, sometimes she need help too, she said. And then all of a sudden, I messaged her asking her what's her phone number, and then I sent her a text message saying some things. She said, I was literally talking to God this morning, telling God I need help, and then he sends you. So God is very strategic. I want to share some Bible verses with you. I was also thinking about me and the power and The Bible says that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. Even though the tongue is a small member of our body, it has a lot of power. And I was reflecting on when I started speaking things and believing. I grew up in a church. I heard about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the word of God. Those things. I heard all that growing up, but today, for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit was just bringing back to my remembrance of when I, like the very first time that I actually spoke something. So I want to share some Bible verses with you, and then I want to actually reflect on the things and how old I was when the Holy Spirit reminded me today when I first said something. The first Bible verse, though, is Luke 10, verses 17 through 20, and it's the New Living Translation. It says, "The 72 returned with joy and said, 'Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.' He replied, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" So this Bible verse is telling us that he has given us authority to trample on the snakes and the scorpions and to overcome all the power of evil, the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm us is what this Bible verse is telling us. But then it's telling us not to rejoice that the spirits submit to us, but to rejoice that our names are written in heaven. And I believe when I speak a thing, I believe that if it's in God's will, it's going to come to pass. And I feel like that a lot of times people don't realize, and I've said this many times to people, faith is what motivate God to move on our behalf. The Bible says that it is impossible to please God without faith. The Bible also tells us that with God, anything is possible. Anything is possible with God. But you have to have faith and believe for it to be possible with God. Ephesians 1, 11 and 12 in the Message Bible says, "It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eyes on us and had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose. He is working out in everything and everyone. So long before we heard of Christ and got our hopes up, his eye was on us and he had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose." So when it comes to us and when it comes to our walk in life, we're not out here for us. The things that that God has called us to do is not for us. It's to glorify his name. And it's to also be, I like to tell people, sometimes I may be the only Bible a person reads, or I may be the only Bible a person come in contact with on a daily basis. So, and I also pray and ask for the flesh in Lamika to decrease while the spirit in her increase. I say that when I'm praying, before I get on this podcast, when I pray, I include that in my prayer. When someone reaches out to me concerning anything, before I used to go straight into prayer, or if somebody come to me or ask me for my opinion or for my advice about anything, before I used to say I'll pray about it or go straight into prayer about it. Now I'm learning to ask that individual, did you pray about it? If they tell me they prayed about it and the Holy Spirit laid me on their heart, then okay, I feel like the Holy Spirit wants to use me to speak to that person. But it's important for us to be able to know that we're supposed to go to God in prayer about everything. Like when I say I talk to God about everything, I literally talk to God about everything. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It don't matter if it's a sin that I don't commit it. Whatever it is, I go to God and I talk to God about everything. Mark 11:22-25 says, and this is the Message Bible. I have two versions that I'm going to read. The Message Bible says, "Jesus was matter of fact embrace this God life, really embrace it, and nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake. No shuffling or hemming or hawing. And it's as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. And when you assume the posture of prayer, remember that it's not all asking. If you have anything against someone, forgive only. If you have anything against anyone, forgive only. Then will your heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sins. Now, Mark is telling us to pray about absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. So, see, when I say I go to God about everything, I do. He is my Father. Like, there's nothing I cannot go to him about. It don't matter if it's a sin. I can still go to God about it. And the thing about it is, he's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. So whatever sin I've committed or I'm committing in the present moment, it's not like God don't already know. It's not like he's not there. He didn't see it. If you think that you're sinning and you're getting away with it and God is not seeing it, then you're only fooling yourself. Because God is omnipresent and he's all-knowing. Matter of fact, he knows before we even commit the sin. He knows the sin we're going to commit before we actually commit it. That's before we actually commit the sin. That's the God that we serve. Okay, the NIV version of this Bible verse, Mark 11, 22 through 25 says, have faith in God, Jesus answered. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. So there's been a lot of mountains in my lifetime that I don't spoke to the mountain and said, be uprooted out of here. When I say there's been mountains, I don't been in situations with individuals. One incident was some neighbors had moved into the neighborhood and it was causing a whole bunch of chaos when it came to me and my mom. We weren't even bothering them. They was just doing stuff. Just being petty, really. That's what it all boiled down to. They was really being petty. And one of the things that they was doing was they decided they wanted to fence in their property. Well, when they got ready to start putting fence posts up, they put the fence post in the middle of the driveway that we were using to get to our property, because our property was in behind their house. So they was trying to put the fence post in the middle of the driveway to fence in their property, trying to say that it was their property. We had no way of being able to get in and out of the driveway. So we had to end up going to court about this whole situation, which they had informed them that the people have to have a right-of-way to their property. You cannot put fence posts in the middle of the right-of-way that they use to get to their property. Some other things went on where the woman was trying to get money. I had to end up hiring an attorney. But long story short, I got to praying to God and praying that that mountain would be removed. The mountain, when I say the mountain, I was referring to the couple. That it was a married couple. I was praying and asking and believing that God will remove that mountain. And don't you know, those individuals ended up losing the house. They was causing so much chaos. And I got to going to God and speaking to the mountain and demanded that the mountain be removed. And that couple ended up losing the house. And somebody else ended up getting it from them. So when I say it's all about your faith and what you believe. Now, of course, according to God's will. Because if it's not God's will, it's not going to happen. But you have to have faith and you can't have any doubt. That Bible verse is saying you can't have any doubts in your heart. If you're praying for something, you can't have any doubt in your heart. And a lot of times we have faith in things. A lot of times we say we have faith, but in reality, we really don't have faith. And you got to be mindful that God looks at the heart. While people look at the outward appearance, God looks at your heart. He also looks at your motives. So you may be saying you have faith, but if he's looking at your heart, he knows, he could tell if you're in your heart if you have faith or if you don't have faith. The Holy Spirit, I was going somewhere. I don't remember where I was going. But I have a backup camera in my car. And I remember when God told me to go to the dealership and pick out the car and the features that I wanted. Backup camera and sunroof. Those are the two things that I was for sure about. All the other features that I got in the car, I didn't even know. There was like a bonus. But those are two things that I knew I wanted. And I was in the car. I don't have this car, I think, going on 2 years, maybe three. I can't remember. But anyway, the car was in reverse and I was backing up. I was looking in my rearview mirror like I normally do, because since I've had this car, I maybe don't backed up with just using the backup camera 3 times total. When I say just using the backup camera, meaning I'm looking at the backup camera the whole entire time that I am backing up the car. And one day I was doing that, and the Holy Spirit said, "That's how my children are." And I'm like, "What you mean?" The Holy Spirit said, "You got this backup camera. You wanted the backup camera. That's one of the things you wanted in this car, was the backup camera. And even though you got this backup camera, you are still looking in your rearview mirror or looking over your shoulder as you back this car up versus trusting the backup camera. That's what the backup camera is for. It's for you to be able to go in reverse and not hit anything. But for whatever reason, y'all, I don't trust the backup camera. I know that's the purpose of it, but I'm not confident in the backup camera." And the Holy Spirit said, "That's how my children are. They don't have faith. They ask for something, but then they don't trust that I'll give them what they ask for if it's according to my will. They don't have the faith. Just like you don't have faith in this backup camera. You ask for it, you got it, but you still will look in your rearview mirror to back up this car. You still will look over your shoulder to back up this car to make sure nothing is back there. You're not going to hit anything." And he said, that's how my children are. My children will pray and say they have faith, but then they don't trust that what they're praying for, if it's according to my will, I'm going to do it. They don't have faith in me, even though they say they do, but they really don't. Okay. So now I said I was going to recap on the Holy Spirit reminded me the first time that I spoke something and believed that it was going to come to pass. I had faith. So when I was younger in elementary school, every weekend or every other weekend, I can't remember, I used to go to my grandparents' house on my dad's side. And during the summer when school would be out, I would be playing with my cousin and the other kids in the neighborhood. My cousin, her and her friends were older than me, a couple of years older than me. And the Holy Spirit reminded me today that I told them that I was moving in with my grandparents. I believed I wanted to live with my grandparents. And I believed that I was going to be living with my grandparents. So I told them that I was going to be living with my grandparents. I was like, I'm going to be going to Bedford. I just kept speaking. I'm going to be going to Bedford. Well, of course, they thought I was lying, because every time the new school year came around, I wasn't going to Bedford. I wasn't going to the elementary school the district that my grandma lived in. I was going to Grover Elementary, which is the district that my mom lived in. But I kept speaking it, and I believed that it was going to take place. I was young, but Holy Spirit just reminded me this is the day. I thought about it. When I thought about the first time I spoke something and it came to pass, I was in high school. But the Holy Spirit said, no, you was younger than that when you were speaking things. And it was coming to pass. And he reminded me that when I was younger, I used to always say that I was moving in with my grandparents. And the first time I said it and it didn't happen, from then on out, my cousin and the kids, they was just thinking like, this girl be lying. She ain't. But I kept speaking it. Well, I didn't move in with my grandparents while I was in elementary school. But when I turned 13, I moved in with my grandparents. So even at an elementary age, I was speaking things and having faith that God would answer my prayer. God would do what I said I was going to do. And he actually did. I moved in with my grandparents when I was 13 years old. Then in high school, I remember saying something was going to happen. I'm not going to disclose what I said because I'm just not. Anyway, in high school, I remember At my cousin's graduation party, I was speaking something that I said was going to take place. That, and I believed it, that particular day, that particular, that before that day ended, I spoke and said something was going to take place, and I believed it was going to take place, and it actually took place. And the Holy Spirit was just reminding me today, when I got to thinking about my friend telling me, girl, it's something about your mouth is powerful. You can speak a thing. You can speak and decree a thing and it come to pass on earth. I just started thinking about, like, I wonder when was the first time I ever, and it didn't even dawn on me that it actually started when I was in elementary school, but I didn't even realize it then. I have one last Bible verse that I want to share with you all, and it is Job 22, verses 27 through 29, the New Living Translation. It says, you will pray to him and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows to him. You will succeed in whatever you choose to do, and light will shine on the road ahead of you. If people are in trouble and you say, help them, God will save them. So I want you all to know that having a relationship with God is not complicated. We make it complicated. As simple as me speaking over this podcast, as simple as my son picking up the phone, calling me, and me and him having a conversation, as simple as me picking up the phone and calling somebody and having a conversation, that's how my walk is with God on a daily basis. Like, that's exactly how my walk is with God on a daily basis. The Bible talks about miracles, signs, and wonders. And people have questioned and said, well, why don't the miracles is happening in the Bible? Why they're not happening now? Or why don't a lot of people talk about it? They don't see it. Well, first of all, you got to have faith. You got to have faith for stuff to happen. And if you don't have any faith, if there's doubt in your heart, then that's not going to move God. When I say I have crazy faith, I'm talking about last year on September the 9th, I said, it was the individual's birthday. And I remember saying, because I saw the individual the day before their birthday. I saw him on the 8th. I remember saying last year that, okay, I'm not seeing this individual on their birthday. They got their gift the day before their birthday. The day before their birthday instead of actually on their birthday. And I ended up seeing the individual after their birthday. But I remember last year saying, next year I will see this individual on their birthday and they will get their gift on their birthday and I will be celebrating with them on their birthday. I said that last year. This year, what I said last year came to pass. I seen the individual on their birthday, gave the individual their gift. We celebrated together on their birthday. It's about your faith. It's about what you believe, and it's also about God's will. If we pray and ask anything according to God's will and we have faith, it'll come to pass. But it's got to be according to God's will, and you have to have faith to believe. You can't have any type of doubt. And I feel like where we go wrong is we start looking at the reality. We start looking at what we can see with our physical eye, and that's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. And because I have that much faith in God to move on my behalf, I'm going to give you another example. I ordered the gift for the individual last week, 3 days before their birthday. It took me so long to order. It was because I had to make sure that this person's child hadn't already got them this gift. I didn't want to buy the same gift if the child had already got the gift. So when she finally responded and said no, I placed the order in on Amazon. It told me when I placed the order, it told me that the gift would be here on Friday. I was like, okay, cool. That's the date I needed. That's the person's birthday. On Thursday, I checked the status of the gift, and it said it would be arriving by 10 p.m. Friday night. I said, oh, no, that ain't going to work. 10 p.m., we're gonna already be on left and be out. That is too late. So when I seen that on Thursday, I checked it Thursday morning. When I seen that on Thursday, don't you know when I got in the car to leave out to head to my destination and I got to praying and talking to God, I brought up that gift and said, I know what the Amazon website said. It said 10 p.m. Friday night. But God, you know I need that gift before 10 p.m. Otherwise, if it get delivered at 10 p.m., the gift is not going to be given on the birthday. It's going to be given the day after. So I told God, I need the gift to come before 10 p.m. On my way back from where I was going, I checked it again. When I checked it again, it said the gift will be delivered between 6 and 9 p.m. I said, okay. I think it said between 4:30 and 9 p.m. or something. I said, okay, the time is moving. So when I seen that, I said, God, you know my heart's desires. I've already given you my heart's desires. I said, I need you to do something miraculous when it comes to the Amazon driver. Who's ever truck that this package is going to be on? I need you to do something miraculous because I need this gift before the time frames that I'm seeing. So Friday come, and I got a whole bunch of stuff I'm doing, trying to prepare for this surprise celebration. And I'm at home, and I'm starting to get ready. And I was tempted to check, but I said, no, I'm going to wait till I get dressed, and then I'm going to check to see what the Amazon website is saying. So my cousin, I reached out to my cousin about some shoes and told her that I was waiting on a package. And when I got ready to get the package from my aunt's house, I would get the shoes. She was like, okay. Well, she ended up calling me thinking that I said I was waiting on the shoes at my aunt's house. And she was like, I know you ain't still there. Long story short, she was like, well, just call and see if the package down there. Didn't even think about that. I'm telling myself once I get dressed, I'm going to check Amazon's website. She was like, well, just call and see if the package is down there. Sent my aunt a text message asking her, did I have a package? And she texts me back and tells me yes. So when I say, and I mean, I just had faith that God would do something miraculous. I was like, God, I was talking to him. I was like, I know you can do something miraculous when it comes to this Amazon driver, but I need this package before I get ready to leave out to go to this individual's house. I need the pack. Like, out of the gifts, this was the big gift. This was the something that I know that this individual needed and wanted. Now, don't get me wrong. I had got other gifts, but this was the main gift, if you know what I mean. This is the main thing because I know this individual needed this gift and wanted it. So to me, it's like, okay, it's the person's birthday. This is the one that I really want them to have on their birthday. And God answered my prayer. That package was delivered before the time frame that Amazon said that it would be delivered in. Before it was delivered before 6 p.m., and I was so grateful. When I say I was grateful and I was praising God and thanking God. So many things happened pertaining to the birthday and everything that I prayed and asked for. And the thing about it is, the things that's been going on in my life and God has been doing in my life, don't nobody know. Only God, me and God know the conversations I be having. Now, I'll testify and share it on an episode or something like that. But what I'm saying is, I know it's nothing but the hand of God that's working. I know it's me having faith and saying, and don't, when I do pray, I say, God, if it is your will, I make sure I say that, because if it's not God's will, I don't want it to happen. It's not going to happen. But if it is God's will, I say, God, if it is your will, I make sure I include that, because I at the end of the day, when it comes to me and my life, when it comes to my kids' life, I want God's will. I don't want anything less. Because I know God's will is the best. He wants his kids to have the best. So yeah, it's that simple. The way you talk to your friends, the way you talk to your coworkers, the conversations that you have or casual conversations that you have, that's how it is. That's me and God all day long. I have a prayer journal that I write in at night, or sometimes I write in it in the morning. And then sometimes if I don't write in it, I'll be like, God, we don't talk all day long. But yeah, I have a prayer journal that I normally write prayers down. And it's good to have a prayer journal if you don't, because then you can actually go back. When God answers prayers, you can actually go back and see the prayer that you prayed whenever God answered. And it's also important to have a prayer journal, because a lot of times when we're waiting on God to do something, or we're waiting on God to answer a prayer, sometimes the enemy get in our head and want to start telling us these things. And you can take inventory. Take inventory on what God has done in your life. When it comes to the devil, I get gangster with the devil. I got a shirt that says half holy and half hood. Cause when it comes to the devil, sometimes I have to get gangster. I have to get gangster and hood with the devil. Cause I have to remind the devil, you don't know who my father is. Like, I will go to war with you all day long when it comes to my family, when it comes to my kids, when it comes to my husband. Like, I'm gonna go to war with you. And at the end of the day, you gonna lose, devil. I straight up get hood and gangster with the enemy and remind him who I belong to. And I also tell people that when the devil tell you not to do something, do the complete opposite. Because we all know that the devil is not out here rooting for us to be on God's team. That is not just not no. The devil is not out here rooting for us to be on God's team. So if the devil say, and I think it's a gospel song, that talks about this, like, whatever the devil say that I'm not, I am that. Whatever the devil tell me that I can't do, I know I can do. If the devil tell me not to do something, I know I need to be doing it. I mentioned in one of my previous episodes how the enemy had placed fear in me about having a conversation with my biological dad and telling him how I always felt. And the enemy was just like, ain't no need in talking to him. You're only gonna make things worse. And I started believing it. So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna just let it be. I'm gonna just let it be. I'm good. But I realized that if I would have listened to the enemy, and wouldn't have sat down and had that conversation with my dad, our relationship wouldn't be restored and we wouldn't be where we're at now. And one thing we have to keep in mind when it comes to the enemy is that the enemy loves division. The enemy loves division. And me and my dad, there was division between us. And the enemy was like, there's no need in having a conversation with him. It's only going to make things worse. And I started believing that. But thank God that I also heard from the Holy Spirit, and then I got confirmation about having a conversation with my dad, and I was obedient, because through that obedience, it was the restoration of me and my biological dad's relationship. And now we are closer than we have ever been. And I'm 40 years old. But that's just how the enemy is. The enemy tells you things that's going to keep you. The enemy's goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. Destroy families, kill things in you. If you got dreams, if God don't place things inside of you, the enemy will tell you lies. And if you get caught up and start entertaining and believing that, then those dreams will not come to pass, because you trusted the enemy instead of trusting your creator. So be mindful of that. But yeah, once again, it's that simple. Talk to God about any and everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Talk to God about it. If you're feeling a certain type of way, go to God. Give God those feelings. Be honest with him, because it's not like he don't already know anyway. I feel like that's the thing about God. I feel like he be waiting on us to actually get honest with him, and get honest with yourself. Is also not just get honest with him, but get honest with yourself, because a lot of times we be living in denial. But yeah, it's just that simple. Talking to God like you talk to your coworkers, like you talk to your family members, holding a conversation with them. Sometimes I'm on my knees. Sometimes I'm in the bathroom. Sometimes I'm sitting on the toilet. Sometimes I'm laying down. Like, I have conversations with God literally all the time in different places. And I praise him. Praise and worship. It doesn't matter where I'm at. It does not matter where I'm at. Whether I'm in public or whether I'm in private, I praise and worship God. There's things that I speak over my life. Every day that I get up, I say them out loud and speak over my life. The word of God, I speak it over my life. I don't been on vacation. One time I was on vacation in a hotel elevator. I was in a hotel elevator and I was speaking these things out loud. And then a man got on the elevator and I heard the enemy say, stop. He gonna think you crazy. But I kept speaking those things. And when the elevator stopped for us to get off at the bottom of the floor, the man said, I liked it. He said, I liked it. I need to start saying that every day. So the man actually benefited from me continue saying it. But had I listened to the enemy, he wouldn't have received that. That man wouldn't have received what he heard me say and what he said I need to start saying over my life. Had I listened to the enemy, which I'm learning now to do the opposite. And I encourage you, do the opposite of what the enemy tells you. The enemy try to talk you out of something. Don't let the enemy talk you out of it. And sometimes you got to remind the enemy who your father is, and you have to remind the enemy of what your father say about you. Because anything that not even just the enemy, if somebody says something about you that doesn't line up to the word of God, they are a liar. If what they're saying about you does not line up to what the word of God says about you, then they are a liar. Remember who your creator is and remember who your father is. All right. I hope you all enjoyed this. I pray that you have an amazing week. I pray that you get in a place to where you're trusting God more. Even if you don't understand, I pray that you get to a place to where you're trusting God more and your faith muscle grows. I pray that your faith muscle gets stronger this week than it was last week. I love you all, and I'll talk to you soon.